I would prefer to stand down, but I think I may need this microphone. You likely will as well after listening to so much today. I'm going to ask you to turn with me, please, for one verse in the Bible. It's in the book of Deuteronomy, the fifth book of the Bible, Deuteronomy, chapter 15. Certainly encouraging to see such a large number here tonight. One verse we want to look at just for a few minutes and trust that something about it you'll remember. Deuteronomy 15, please. And verse 15. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt. The Lord thy God redeemed thee. Therefore I command thee this thing today. Now the Lord will bless to us this reading of His Word. I want to just think of some thoughts in connection with this verse. I might tell you this first. You were singing just a few minutes ago. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. You all know who wrote that? Sure you do. The man who wrote those lovely words, John Newton, you know something of his past life? The years at sea, the years associated with the slave trade. You likely all have read the story of his salvation. Do you know about his later years and how he served the Lord? John Newton had the words of Deuteronomy 15 and 15 framed as a text. He kept it over his desk where he studied. Thou shalt remember thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt. The Lord thy God redeemed thee. He never forgot what he had been. He never forgot what the Lord had done for him. And that's exactly the message that God is putting through in this verse. Now, I want to think for a few minutes with you. Thou shalt remember. Perhaps you've all heard the story. The teacher one time was saying to the class, anybody tell them what memory is? And somebody answered, well, memory is the thing that you forget with. Could I just tell you something very, very simply? When we think of forgetfulness, it's old people that forget, isn't it? Isn't that right? The older you get, the more forgetful you get. That's not the way the Bible talks about forgetfulness. In the Bible, forgetfulness is not the feebleness of the mind, it's faintness of the heart. In the Bible, forgetfulness is not the passing of time, it's more likely the pressures of time. God is very much concerned that these people remember. Thou shalt remember. Now, I'd just like to leave with you a few very simple thoughts in connection with the context here of this verse. There are 14 times in the book of Deuteronomy when these people are told to remember. It's always nice when you find things like that. Go back and get the context of them. That's one of the things that's encouraged me over the years. Get the context. Remember, you will find that 8 times these people are told to remember, as this verse says, what they were. You'll find 5 times they are told to remember what God has done for them. And on the other occasion in Deuteronomy 25, there is something that we should all remember, never forget. Remember Amalek. Amalek is the taint of the flesh, the enemy, of course, that we all have to contend with. Now, in connection with memory, let me remind you of this before we look at this verse just a little bit. There are very few things, as you well know, that are going to leave this world and go into eternity with us. Nothing material will, but memory will. Memory is not left behind when life is over. You remember in Luke 16, the Lord Jesus shows us something of the story of the rich man now. You remember in that little passage, the Lord Jesus shows us so very clearly that memory goes into eternity. Do you remember the words of Abraham? Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime. Now, it's the most solemn thing that a person can and will die and go into eternity and be able to remember the things of life. But memory goes with us. In fact, in Luke 16, if you think of it, of the word torments is in the plural, if you notice. There are the torments of family relationship. I would ask you just to be conscious of this tonight, that when that man said, Father Abraham, that's Jewish ground, isn't it? He's a Jew, Abraham is the father. You will realize that there was a relationship of privilege there that ought to have put that man in a different place. He's conscious of it, but it's too late. And then there's recollection. Son, remember thou in thy lifetime. There's a number of others. Now I'm just going to challenge you with this first of all. Your lives as young people before God. Don't live with regrets. Don't die with regrets. Don't in eternity have regrets of what you might or might not have done. Can you remember that? A person who lives with regrets for mistakes that they've made is a very unhappy person. Don't live with regrets. So be very careful of your life. Now thou shalt remember thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt. I said to you, John Newton never forgot it. I won't read it now, but when you get a chance, you read Deuteronomy 6, where God, who is so very concerned about these people, knows what's ahead of them, tells them what's ahead of them, warns them what's ahead of them. And it's because of prosperity. It's because of benefits they'll enjoy down the road that God echoes over and over again this warning about remembering. Thou shalt remember. If you go back to your story, you would remember this, that these were a people who were slaves in the land of Egypt. You might remember that there are four lovely statements said by God that Israel has never forgotten down over the years. God had said, I have seen the affliction. I have heard their cries. I know their sorrow. I am come down to deliver them. There was a salvation provided. And these people are challenged. Never forget. Never forget what you were. Never forget where you were. Never forget what God has done for you. You'll know in your Bible that God is, in Ecclesiastes 12, for example, we are told, the younger people in particular, remember the Creator. Well, creation is a tremendous thing, but I say this to you. The greatness and grace of God is not so much seen in creation as it is in Calvary. The salvation that God has provided is the greatest thing that any of us could ever know. To be lost, bound in sin, no future as the people of Israel had in the land of Egypt. It's only a picture of what we were. But God's salvation is the greatest thing that a person could ever know. Now I'd like to ask you, such a large number here tonight, is everybody saved? Is everybody saved? Whatever you do, be very clear about salvation. Be very clear that in your life and in your experience, you know that you have been delivered from the bondage of sin, from the helplessness of sin, from the hopelessness of being lost in sin. Be very clear that you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Nothing is so important, nothing is so great as far as life is concerned, as to know peace with God, Christ the Savior. For the person who lives without Christ and dies without Christ, it's going to be an eternity of remembering, opportunities lost. Remembering opportunities that could have been available. Remembering that you could have been saved. Son, remember thou in thy lifetime. Now then, if we're saved, I trust everybody. Here's a people leaving a land of bondage and on the way to a promised land. Here's a people who've been blessed with God with salvation. Here's a people that God has blessed in bringing them through the wilderness. Here's a people and God is going to bring them into the promised land. And God is saying, thou shalt remember. I want to just challenge every one of you tonight with a very, very simple thing. What keeps a Christian motivated? What will keep a Christian happy? Is always a fresh appreciation of the work of the cross of Calvary, the work of the Lord Jesus. I should like to say to you younger ones tonight that are saved, you keep always fresh in your mind the grace and the love of God and the work of the Lord Jesus. Don't be stumbled by watching others. Don't get sidetracked by looking at the things of the world. Don't get so caught up with all the things that are around you and all the difficulties and problems and everything else. But you begin each day thanking the Lord Jesus for dying for you. Thanking God for what He's done. Thou shalt remember thou wast the bondman. There's a people on the way to the promised land. Here's a people journeying through. Here's a people who need a continual reminder, day by day, of the goodness and the grace of God in bringing them out and bringing them through. Thou wast the bondman in the land of Egypt. Could I remind you of something? There's a story told of a young boy many years ago, over in the continent of Africa, a young boy that had one time, through circumstances, found himself in a slave train. You know of these things. You've read of them. But there were some missionaries that purchased this young boy. When they purchased him, this little fellow was just dressed in an old, tattered, torn, and dirty shirt. And he had nothing. And we had nothing but a doom ahead of us. In the passage of time, that little fellow raised in this home now, this little fellow had been given all the benefits of the home. The time comes and the missionary's away on meetings. While he's away, the little fellow starts causing a little bit of trouble. It's sometime later, the woman of the house was having difficulty with the boy, but it's sometime later when the man comes back. And of course the wife informs her husband of the misbehavior of this boy. Now you'd understand the little fellow knows he's in trouble. But he's taken by the man out the back door. And I know you're all thinking of what's going to happen. But he's taken to a little hut. And he's shown something. Hanging on the wall was an old, torn, tattered shirt. And it's pointed out to the little fellow. Thou shalt remember. That did more for that little boy than the whipping that he expected. That touched the heart of the little fellow. More so than any punishment that might have been inflicted. Just a remembrance of what he had been and how people had loved him and paid for him and given him freedom and cared for him. And he regretted the pathway and the behavior that he had shown. I should like to challenge you younger people tonight with this. Appreciate God's salvation. Always keep the Lord Jesus before you. Make sure in your life that there's a genuine desire not to misbehave, not to go against the simple revealed will of God in the Bible. You be the Christian that God wants you to be. You live to please God. You will be obedient to God in the simple fundamental steps, baptism, the assembly, living to tell others, living to show Christ. You be what God wants you to be. Don't live with regrets. I know too many young people who do. Don't die with regrets. I know some that have. Listen, the best thing you can ever do, knowing the Lord Jesus, live to please God. Put your head on your pillow each night, thanking God for the Lord Jesus. Starting each day, thanking God for the Lord Jesus. Just wanting to be what God wants you to be. Just wanting to live the way that God wants you to live. And you know, then you can look forward to the future. You can look to the blessings that are ahead of you. Now, thou shalt remember. Thou wast a bondman. I said to you, John Newton never forgot. I'd like you tonight to please remember this verse. Never forget. Calvary, the Lord Jesus, is the most wonderful thing that's ever happened. To be saved, the most precious thing that any of us could ever know. Will you live to show by your life that you are thankful for God's Son and God's salvation? Do your best to please God and to win others for Christ. Shall we pray? Our Father, we thank thee tonight for the great truth of salvation, salvation by grace, salvation through the person of the Lord Jesus. We thank thee for those beautiful words, penned by a man with such a dark past, Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. We thank Thee, our Father, for one, that writer who gave his life for God. We would pray tonight that each and every one of us at this conference time and in this building tonight, there might be lives that will be stirred and lives that will be touched to live to please God, knowing that soon the Lord Jesus is coming and knowing that we're going to be with Him for all of eternity. We ask God's blessing upon our time together, blessing upon the Word. And thank Thee now, Lord, for the kindness of those that have arranged it and for food and refreshment that's prepared. And we pray Thy blessing upon it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.